Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey, good morning. Welcome. Beamaz and Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Brian off this week. He and his wife welcomed their second child. Congratulations to the Mazurowskis. And we'll be talking with Brian at some point this week. But congratulations to the Mazurowskis and excited for them. What a morning we had here in Western New York. And if you're just joining us, I'm going to take you back to 6:15, about 3 hours ago. And we're sitting here. We were doing the in-depth, right? So Susan's playing tape out of the talk studio and getting ready to do a live read. And I'm sitting in the control room having to go to the bathroom, making sure I have Rob's mic on the board because Rob was going to join us at 6:20, Rob Lucas from Star 102.5, to talk about the Grammys. And then all of a sudden, just this rumble through, and it really felt as if something was driving through the building. I think that's the best I can describe it. You know, I mean, it almost felt as if someone, you know, when you're standing on the sidewalk and a car drives really fast by you, that's a really bad analogy, but that's the closest I can explain to what it felt like here in the studio. Everyone just looked at, you know, Susan and I just look at each other. She goes back on the air, does her live read, and then you look out into the hallway. Now, we have a lot of radio stations here, and all the personalities are out in the hallway going, what the hell just happened? You know, conversation, talking. And then the first time I realized it wasn't just at the station was actually because Jimmy Stelliano, a minute later, texted me, did you feel that? Now, because Jimmy's here 23 hours of the day, so I just assumed that Jimmy's in the building. And then I put together, because the phone lines start lighting up, our text board starts going crazy. I go, wow, that's not just here in this building. This is all over. So then I text my wife, and you know, I ask, are you okay? To which she goes, the whole place just shook. What happened? I'm still in bed. And I said, well, that was an earthquake, we think. Now, obviously, it took us a few minutes to confirm it. But just absolutely, absolutely crazy. I have to say, I've never experienced anything like it. You know, people are talking about other earthquakes that went through Western New York in the 90s, the early 2000s. I remember those happening. I remember reading about them. I've always been obsessed with news. I never felt an earthquake. I can say at 34 years old, for the first time, I felt an earthquake this morning here at WBEN. And I'm still shaken by it. I've never had that before. And, you know, people are asking, well, what about the aftershock, this and that? As I said to Susan, I have not felt even since the earthquake. Now, obviously, everything is even because you don't have things falling off the tables here in the studio. But I have not felt even since that earthquake. What a wild feeling. I want to know your experience. 803-0930, star 930. And I was really happy to hear we had a few callers call in from California who now live here in Western New York and were comparing it. And, you know, it is interesting to see and to hear people like Alan Harris, who went to school in California, say, yeah, that was a pretty big jolt. You know, that was a pretty big earthquake. 3.8 on the Richter scale. So we want to hear from you. 803-0930, star 930. I'll tell you, a lot of things I thought I was going to be talking about today. A lot of stuff happened over the weekend. We'll get to that later in the week. I'm sure David has a lot he will get to in his 4 hours. But I've got the hour here, and I want to spend it talking with you about how your morning has gone since this earthquake hit, your experience with the earthquake. And we've had a lot of connection issues with Rick. So I want to start with Rick because he has been so kind to hold on during those connection issues. So, Rick, the floor is yours.
Oh, thank you. Good morning, Joe. Yeah, I had a little trouble. My phone lost charge. I was trying to get an important call to you because I got a friend that lives in AP Loss on Swan and Jefferson. She lives on the fifth floor, and she was jolted out of bed. That's close to the city of Buffalo, right there downtown there. So that may be the closest one ever recorded. I also have information from a friend whose wife works at Rosina Foods in Cheektowaga. They had a full-scale evacuation because a tank on top of the building was loosened, and there's an ammonia leak over there. So you have some information you can check further into. Yeah, I wanted to let you know about that. But, yeah, I had some crazy situations trying to get hold of you because my phone, I was really running with my charger in hand to a convenience store to plug it in so I didn't lose the call. Then I got back to my friend's house out in Lancaster, Depew, and I plugged my charger in, and I dropped the phone. I have a flip phone. It closed on me. And then my third attempt, I got lost connection on the phone line. So this is my fourth try trying to get to you.
Now, Rick, you talk about your friend's experience. What was your experience this morning at 6:15?
Well, this is the unique thing about it all. This is kind of like historic on my end. I've always missed out on the earthquakes for some reason. I was on South Park Avenue in Lackawanna, where I live at. I was walking on the street. I didn't feel a thing. Years ago when they had that one in Tonawanda, I was working with a moving company. I just got done finishing the move. I'm in the cab of the truck with the truck running. My boss goes in to settle up with the homeowners for the payment, and he comes out, "Did you feel that earthquake?" And I didn't feel what? I didn't feel a thing. I missed out on it. So that's kind of crazy.
Wow. Yeah, I'll tell you, I'm like you, Rick. There's two I can remember. I think I was in school for both of them, that people said, "Hey, did you feel that? There was a minor earthquake." Never felt it. I always accuse people who said they felt it like they were lying. This one I felt. This one I definitely felt. Rick, I appreciate you holding on. We're going to look into those into that story out in Cheektowaga. Again, you know, no reported damage as of right now, but if you know of something like Rick, you want to call it in, something we can look into or something we can report, let us know that as well. 803-0930, star 930. A wild morning. And like I said, I've been the kind of guy, "Oh, did you really feel that?" You know, someone said, "I noticed the water in the toilet moving when we had an earthquake." Okay. This, there was no mistaking. And I am so surprised the number of people that said they slept through it. Matt Beauvais over at Channel 7, I saw that he tweeted out that he slept through it. Didn't feel it. My buddy in Lewiston, he texted me, "What the hell are you talking about?" So interesting how many, you know, there were people out there. And I consider myself a sound sleeper, okay? You could do a concert in front of me while I'm sleeping. I'm not waking up. This, I believe, would have woken me up. I do think movements wake me up. And hearing a few reports of people who, you know, felt it and, you know, had to sit down real quick or may have fallen over. If that was you, if you have an experience, we want to hear about your experience with this earthquake. 803-0930, star 930. And of course, you're going to have the people, "Are we really going to talk about an earthquake all day?" Blah, blah, blah. It is a rare occurrence in Western New York, right? And with everything we've been thrown, I mean, think about the, and I don't know, does an earthquake count as a weather event? I'm not sure. But with everything that's been thrown at us this year, the November storm, right? The second November storm, the blizzard of 22, and now an earthquake. Those are just the weather. And again, I don't know if you can call the earthquake weather-related. I'm going to call it weather-related. But it's just, I mean, just a continuous of everything thrown at Western New York. And here we go, a 3.8 earthquake. What did you feel? Where are you located? 803-0930, star 930. Jimmy Stagliano on the other side of the glass taking your calls. And we thank Jimmy for being here. We'll go to Helen in West Seneca. Helen, what was your experience this morning?
Hi. I live near the Southgate Plaza on Union Road. And I was in bed but awake. And I heard two big booms. I have an outside whole house generator right behind that wall in my bedroom. And I thought it was the generator. But I felt the two large booms, and then my bed shook, the wall in front of me shook, and it didn't last very long. It seemed it was very quick, and there was no tremors or anything afterwards. But when I got up, I thought it was the generator, and I was going to report to the serviceman, but then I turned on the TV, and I realized it was an earthquake. But when I did get up and I examined the room, my bedroom has hardwood floor, no carpeting, and the bed and the bedside table had moved away from the wall, and the dresser on that wall, the drawers were open a little bit, and the pictures on the wall were crooked. So far, I haven't seen any other damage. I haven't really looked that good in other areas, but I've never experienced anything like that, and I'm over 80 years old, and I've lived here all my life.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm telling you, it is crazy, the experience this morning. Helen, I'm glad you called and shared that with us. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the air. Like I said, I mean, to me, yes, you know, we're fortunate. There doesn't seem to be that much damage. Again, I'm sure if any damage is discovered, is reported, we'll bring it to you live here on WBEN. But it is the fact that we live in Buffalo, New York. We are, you know, yes, I believe we're on a fault line. I don't know how that works. I was never really good at science. I was good at talking. I guess that's why I ended up on the radio. I was never really good at math, science. I was pretty good in English class. I was pretty good, you know, anything that I could do presentations in front of the class, I was really good because I like to talk to people. But never good at science. But I do believe we're on a fault line, however that works. But it's rare. You know, like I said, I'm 34, had never felt anything like that. Helen is in her 80s, had never felt anything like that. So I think that's what the big deal about this is. A lot of people are asking, what's the big deal? I saw someone on social media talk about all they're going to do is babble about this. Well, I'm glad you're listening. But it is a big deal because it's rare and it's what people are talking about, right? I walked out to the sales room before going on the air. Guess what they're talking about? Hey, did you feel that earthquake? Oh my gosh, I felt that earthquake. That's what they're talking about. And that's what we're going to talk about this hour. 803-0930, star 930. We're going to go to Frank in Orchard Park. Now, Frank, you have an experience with earthquakes outside of Buffalo as well.
Absolutely. I've been through probably a handful here in Buffalo, and some of them kind of unnerving, but, you know, because it's the first time I ever experienced it. And my wife and I moved 2018 to Hawaii, and we experienced one of the biggest that they've ever had on the island. We had a 7.3, and it basically caused an eruption, and 790-some homes basically disappeared because of the volcano eruption.
Oh, wow.
But that was unnerving. And one of the things we get there as well, because it is an island out in the Pacific Ocean, is the follow-up would be a tsunami threat. And that kind of gets your attention pretty good.
So are you, so Frank, after the first, I mean, and obviously what you experience is, you know, 20, 30 times more than what we felt here in Buffalo. But I think what you said, that first one is why I'm so on edge, is because I've never felt anything like that before in my life. And I think that's why so many people who this is the first time they felt an earthquake are so on edge.
Yes. I think the first one I ever really remember hitting, I worked at Attica Correctional Facility as correction officer, and probably a 4.5. It was out of I believe it was out of Quebec City, and you can look back, it's probably in the 90s, somewhere in the 90s, mid 90s, and it hit pretty good, and you can feel the what made me think that it was an earthquake is you could hear the bars on the cells all shaking, all like the inmates were all shaking their cells at the same time.
Wow.
Their cell bars.
Yeah, it's something, Frank. Hey, now, you were out in Hawaii. What brought you back to Western New York?
Well, we came back to help my mom. So,
all right, well, that's good.
Soon we hope to go back, and we'll see.
Hey, Frank. Frank, appreciate the call, man. Frank in Orchard Park opens the line for you. 803-0930, star 930. After what was someone said, Joe, it's all Mother Nature related. After what was we went from the deep freeze on Friday and Saturday to the 40s yesterday, felt like a spring day, and then we're woken up with this It depends where you were as well. It's an earthquake. But here in Amherst, it felt more like a rumbling earthquake, right? It lasted about 4 or 5 seconds. You hear people in West Seneca say it was more of a jolt. Now, West Seneca, we're being told, is the epicenter of this storm. So it is interesting how it was felt differently throughout Western New York. How did it feel where you are? 803-0930, star 930. Let's go to Michael in Williamsville. Michael, good afternoon. Or good morning, sorry.
Good morning. So I was awake when this occurred, and I live in Buffalo right near the Peace Bridge. And my house faces Canada. And when I was laying in bed, I heard a large boom, and then I felt the shaking go from the front of the house to the back of the house, and then I heard the crackling sound moving away from the back of the house. So to me, it almost felt like it was coming from Canada. And I know that they had a Richter scale rating higher than ours this morning. So I'm wondering if these are related or part of the same incident.
You know, Michael, that was the interesting thing, because we were told 4.2 from Canada, but 3.8 here. I don't know. I know they go back and look at it, but that's an interesting observation, because you do have conflicting numbers, both from the, quote, official, earthquake place, one in the USA, one in Canada. It's very, very interesting. Now, you said you face Canada. Can you see water from your window? Did you notice the water moving this morning after the earthquake?
No, I mean, I'm like right near the Peace Bridge, so basically it's the river there. So and I have to look between the houses to see the water, so it's not like I could get a good view of that. But definitely, it felt like it was moving from the front of the house to the back, so like right across. You know, it's right there.
That is the perfect way to put it. I think you're explaining what I felt better than I'm explaining it myself. You're right. It did kind of shake through the building. Now that you say that, that's exactly what I was feeling here on Maple and Amherst.
Yeah, and I almost felt, because there was a big boom at the beginning, and I almost felt like, oh, maybe a fuel truck exploded on the Peace Bridge or something, because I'm very close to the Peace Bridge, and then, because it, like I said, moved from the front to the back. So it was definitely, I could feel that motion. And then I could hear the sound moving away from the back of the house. So that's just my thought to throw in there.
Hey, Michael, really appreciate the call. Michael, in Buffalo, facing Canada this morning when the earthquake hit. What about you? 803-0930, star 930. That's exactly how it felt here, what Michael just said, from the front to the back of the building. And that's why I think it felt like something ran into the building. It's an interesting perspective. Alan Harris says Monday mornings, the garbage man usually comes to take the dumpster at his apartment complex. That's also a great way to put what it sounded slash felt like, if you're expecting that to be there. Again, my experience here in Amherst is it lasted just a little longer than if a truck was dumping a dumpster into the back of it. But again, it happened so quickly, and the reaction after. And like I said, 9:25 here in the morning, I still feel uneven. I mean, it's my first earthquake experience, and I'm sure if this is your fourth or fifth, you're thinking nothing of it. But for me, as my first, this is... it's an experience, let me tell you. 803-0930, star 930, that will get you on the show. Let's go to Lewiston, where Melissa is. Melissa, what was your experience this morning?
Hi, good morning. We live in Lewiston, but we have a cleaning service, so we were actually down in Lackawanna. We were at the Ryan Holmes Queens Landing model right off of Abbott, and my husband had the vacuum running.
Yeah, it shook the whole house.
Yeah, it shook the whole house, and it was a very loud boom. We definitely thought it was an explosion somewhere.
Now, how long would you say in Lackawanna this lasted? Was it a jolt or was it a rumble?
Well, it was both. We actually heard it, and we felt it. And it wasn't long, just like you say. It didn't last long at all. Maybe 4 seconds,
four or five seconds.
Now, how long did it take you guys to realize it was an earthquake? I know here we kept on asking questions. When did you finally figure out that it wasn't something central to your location?
Well, you know, we looked around, checked everything out. You know, when we left, we got our car. We were back on the thruway right away, you know, right off of Ridge Road. And I Googled it just to see if there was, you know, an earthquake. And that's when I pulled it up on the earthquake, you know, website that it was, you know, a 3.8, you know, centered in West Seneca today at 6:15. So I was like, oh, yep, that's what it was.
So interesting. So interesting. Melissa, appreciate you guys calling in. Melissa in Lewiston. So interesting. People's experiences and how some are so similar and some are so different. 803-0930, star 930. Your experience this morning, earthquake in Western New York. And where does this rank in natural events that you've been through, be it a storm, be it something else that I haven't thought of? 803-0930, star 930 is the number to get on. We will talk with you. And how long did it take you to figure out that it wasn't something central to your location? Like I said, for me, it was the guy on the other side of the glass, Jimmy Stelliano. As soon as he texted me and I realized he wasn't in the building, I started realizing, this must be going on more than just Maple in Amherst. I want to hear your stories. It's BMAZ and Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, BMAZ and Beamer, here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Joe Beamer with you. Taking it to 10 o'clock, that's when David Bellavia will take over. And what a morning we had. Anyway, 3 hours and 20 minutes ago, an earthquake hit Western New York, and let me tell you, as I've been saying all morning, it was a first-time experience for me. You know, things went through my head, as you heard in the news. Maybe the heat had turned on. It was just so jolting. It was that rumble feeling. Michael said, it felt like something was just rolling through the building, and I had never felt that before. I'm still a little uneven. As Jimmy said, you know, now you're on guard. Is it going to happen again? I don't know much about earthquakes, but I want to know what your experience was. 803-0930, star 930. And what did you initially think was going on? And how long did it take for you to realize this wasn't central to your home, to where you were? Again, for me, it was Jimmy Stelliano texting me. Did you feel that? And then when I realized he wasn't here, this must be something big. And like I said, the very next text was to my wife, are you okay? And then I started texting all around Western New York. I text my dad, who's visiting friends in Florida, and said, you just missed a earthquake that really just shook Western New York. We now know it to be either a 3.8 or a 4.2, depends where you look, but as you know, they'll take another look at this and they'll get their official number. I don't know how long that takes, but I'm sure we'll get a review of this. We're going to get some more information from the University of Buffalo at 10 o'clock. They're doing a Zoom conference about the earthquake. But want to know what you experienced. 803-0930, star 930. Philip is at Lawson and Union Road. Philip, what was your experience this morning?
Yes, my experience was I was sitting home here. And I was reading my book at 6:15. I heard this jolt. It sounded like a truck hit the side of the building. And then I heard these two waves of rumbling and shaking. It lasted about 5 to 8 seconds. I also worked at Rosita Foods, and I would like to know which one of the plants had the ammonia leak tower that they had to evacuate.
Philip, that is a good question. Are they both in Cheektowaga?
The one is in Cheektowaga on French Road. The other one is on Empire Drive in West Seneca.
All right, we will get...
I live about 2 miles away from the epicenter.
We will get that answer to you. We will get that answer, Philip. I appreciate the call. 803-0930, star 930. Someone said, aftershock in Williamsville. Do you mean just now? Was there just now an aftershock in Williamsville? I did not feel anything here on Maple and Amherst, but hopefully the texter will get back to us. Let's go to Carol in Orchard Park. Carol, good morning.
Good morning. I was wide awake. I was reading, and it sounded like two very large vehicles hit, and I wondered if they had hit my car and pushed it into the garage, but actually I was very lazy. I did not get out of bed, and that was it. I didn't know anything about it until I put my radio on this morning and heard you talk about what had happened. I looked around. There's no pictures askew. It was just two very loud noises. The largest thing I thought that could have happened was I have a large dog, and I thought he didn't fall downstairs or anything like this. And so we must have just been far away from the epicenter that, it didn't really do any damage to the house. I am going to go in the basement. That was my only thought. Did something happen to my furnace?
So,
but then that was it, and I went and continued reading.
So you're when you initially heard / felt it, you looked around and then went back to reading. And how long until you heard it was an earthquake?
When I got up this morning at a little after 9 and turned the radio on and heard your show.
Wow.
I would have never thought that wasn't a consideration. It sounded like two very large trucks could have collided. And because I did feel very briefly the shaking in the house, I thought that they might have hit my car in the driveway. But then I thought, there'd be no plow out. There's very little snow. And just thought, oh, what a fluke. But I will check the basement, later on this morning. But when I put the radio on this morning, I, heard what it was. So
wow.
You alerted me. But
well, Carol, we're glad everything's all right, and we appreciate the call. Carol in Orchard Park opens a line for you, 803-0930, star 930. I'm sure Carol's not the only one. I'm sure there are people who felt that, right, looked around, didn't see anything, and went back to sleep. And then maybe now turned on the radio or got an alert on their phone. Like I said, after Jimmy's text, my phone lit up. I text my wife, but then my mom texted me, my sister texted me, I text my father, Lucas Buckley texted me. My phone was lighting up this morning, except for my one friend who lives in Lewiston, who I text him at like 6:30. Did you feel that? And then he texted me back at 7:30. What are you talking about? So, some people did sleep through it. What about you? 803-0930, star 930. The texter said, no aftershock in Williamsville. It was the garbage men. So that's a false report of a aftershock, texter. Thanks for getting back to us. Let's go to Mike in Kenmore. Mike, what was your experience this morning?
Hi, Joe. Normally I sleep through everything, but at first I'm like, did the hot water tank just blow up? So I was laying there for a couple seconds. I said, or the paper boy just hit the house. So I got out of bed, opened the curtains and the shade on my front window, and I'm like, oh, everything's quiet on the street. So I'm like, all right, there's nothing going on outside, and went back to bed. Basically, I was alerted when I turned the radio on this morning.
Wow.
After 9 o'clock. But it did rattle the house here in Kenmore.
Wow, that is that Mike, and like I said to Carol, I'm sure there are a lot of people like you. You do the check of the house, okay? Nothing hit me. I'm going back to bed.
Right.
You know what, Mike? If I was filling in for Tom this afternoon, I probably would have done the same thing.
Correct.
Hey, Mike, appreciate the call. Mike in Kenmore opens that line 803-0930 star 930. I was telling Jimmy this during the break, and I thought I would share this with you. And my feelings on social media, but the trending topics on Twitter. Now, don't go to the For You. Go to trending topics in the United States of America right now. Number 8 in the United States of America, above Super Bowl week, is West Seneca. You continue scrolling down, the trending in the United States. Tonawanda, number 22 in the United States of America. Western New York, number 25. And number 29, Amherst. Those are trending in the top 30 in the United States of America right now. So it is being widely talked about on social media. I thought it was interesting. Our two sister stations in New York City, I sign up for their text alerts or their app alerts. And WINS 1010 and WCBS both pushed out about the earthquake in Western New York. So I thought that was very interesting. I wanted to pass that along to you. Let's go now to Linda, who is in Buffalo. Linda, what was your experience this morning?
Hi, my beamer. This is your old friend, Linda. How are you?
Linda, I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
I'm hanging in there. But when the I live between two lots, right? And when it first hit on the one side of my house. And I said, what the heck was that? Because people was getting up going to work. So I thought one of their vehicles had hit the side of my house and ran up the lot, right? So then it hit on the other side. I said, no, that's my other neighbor. Her car done hit my house. So then I ran outside, and I seen the guy across the street. He was out. And I said, I thought it was an accident out here. He said, no. I said, you felt it on your side? He said, yeah. I said, that had to be an earthquake if it's on your side of the street and my side of the street, right? So then the other guy comes out, and I said, I think that was an earthquake because I felt tremors before, you know, but I never felt it to this extent that it was, this one here. Because we had two tremors way back in the day, like the 80s or something.
Right.
And I have felt both of those. So once I said it was an earthquake, and then I come back in the house and first I said, well, do you think the balloon that they shot down out the sky done blew up or something somewhere? You know, that's the first thing that came for me to ask them,
you know,
because
Linda, it's so funny. Yeah. Someone texted in. We had a few texts this morning, like right before, you know, before we knew anything was going on. So a few of the first few texts are, I live near the airport. I thought maybe there was another balloon.
Right. I thought it was something like that once, you know, but I did tell them I think it was an earthquake. But then, yeah, when I got back and I was saying it might have been something with that balloon. But then I turned I was listening to y'all already. You know, I get up when y'all first come on and listen to you. But I'm just glad. I hope it don't come back.
Linda, me too. And let me tell you, it's funny. You were the first to say earthquake. Like I said, for me, it even after Jimmy texted me, I was thinking, okay, was there some kind of explosion? What's been going on? Very interesting. Hey, Linda, always appreciate the call. Glad you called in. Linda in Buffalo. Let's go to Matt in Williamsville. Matt, thanks for hanging on.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, I basically got woken up from that, and that heard a boom, shook the house, and I looked outside, realized it was nothing outside. It dawned on me it might be an earthquake, so I went to go look at my phone to see if there was anything on the news, and I saw the Turkey earthquake. So out of curiosity, I googled, can an earthquake on the other side of the planet cause an earthquake on this? And what had come up was, earthquakes, particularly large ones, can trigger other earthquakes in more distant locations through a process known as dynamic stress triggering.
Wow.
So it actually can cause, and like I saw, like, there's like a map on it, and it showed where, you know, ones in Asia were affecting, you know, had earthquakes affecting in South America. So I just thought that was interesting, and I am still kind of curious if that is a possibility.
Yeah, and I think Matt,
utilized our fault line.
That would be a great question. I'm hoping that's something they address in the UB press conference at 10 o'clock, because that's very interesting. I'm glad you called in, Matt. Glad you did the research. That's interesting. If they are somehow related, we'll have to see. 803-0930, star 930. Let's go to Sal on a cell. Sal's got some information for you out there, just in case you do discover something. Sal, thanks for calling in.
Oh, good morning. I don't know if most people don't realize, but the Northeast is on a major fault. It's relatively inactive. I'm a local insurance agent, and I just wanted to let everyone know out there that most homeowners policies exclude damage from an earthquake, and it could be added to your policy for as little as $30 per thousand on a frame home, and on a brick home, it's a little bit more expensive. It might be $70 per 100,000. But I think after this, I think people should call their local agent or insurance and add it.
Hey, Sal?
Yeah.
Hey, sorry, we lost you for a second. Let me ask you, in your field, have you ever yourself seen or heard of earthquake damage, and what's some of the extent that you've seen in the insurance industry?
I have not seen any local damage due to a tremor or an earthquake here, but I do have the endorsement on my policy, and I have sold it to many clients to add it to their homeowners as well.
Sal, some good information. Appreciate you called in. Sal on a sell. You know, it's interesting, and someone just texted to remind me about this. How are your animals acting this morning? You know, my wife said after the earthquake, my dog was, and I'm quoting her, my dog was like a zombie. And Tucker, usually in the morning, he's up, he's wagging his tail, he's ready to go outside. She said she couldn't get him to go outside. She really couldn't get him to move, you know, ever since the earthquake hit. And we had people on the text board say that their dog or cat was acting strange before the earthquake, a few minutes before the earthquake, acting strange, and then the earthquake hit. Very interested in if you've noticed any changes in your pets, either before or after the earthquake. I'm hoping that by 11 o'clock, Tucker has gotten over that, because I would like to be able to take him out before he has any accidents in the apartment. But just interesting how this affects, you know, all living things. I'm also interested to see, you know, if there's any reports of animals reacting to this at the Buffalo Zoo. And maybe we'll get a report on that as well. This text just came in. Good morning, Joe. As across the street from the airport, literally watching a tail of a jet take off, didn't feel a thing. I was in the truck, no shaking. That's interesting. You know, it's interesting how people, because the airport, that's not too far from where I live. And my wife said, you know, she heard the glasses on our bar cart shaking. You know, she was like, what the heck was this? The whole building shook. And I think if I hadn't texted her, she probably would have tried to leave the building. You know, I texted her, are you okay? And she said, what the heck was that? The whole building was shaking. Very interesting. This whole thing to me is interesting. I know there's some people are saying, Joe, there's so many other things to talk about. Can we get off earthquake talk? But I think a lot of people in Western New York are like me. Either this is the first earthquake they actually felt, or this is the first time they really felt something like that, either the rumble or the jolt, depending where you are in Western New York. It's I will never forget 6:15 this morning. I'll never forget that for as long as I live. That is something that sticks with you. And it's interesting because the blizzard of 22 is something I'll never forget. And I was in the same building for both of them. So interesting how that is. Let's go to Hugh in Amherst has been hanging on the longest. Hugh, thanks for calling in.
Yes, I'd like to tell you I grew up near the intersection of Mineral Spring Road and Harlem. And I might tell you that why is Mineral Spring Road called Mineral Spring Road? Well, it turns out there were, and probably still are, mineral springs on that corner of the north, would be the northeast corner of that intersection. And there was a hotel there where people bathed in the mineral springs. That building then was converted to St. John's Orphan Home, and then that was torn down. And the property of St. John's Lutheran Home and the associated farm was finally taken over, and there was a Tops Market. Now, I think I remember that the Tops, when they were laying the floor for their building, ran into some water problems. Whether there's any correlation between the existence of the Mineral Springs and the in the earthquake, I can't speculate. But I just thought you should know that there were mineral springs there, and that's why it's Mineral Springs Road.
Interesting to know, Hugh. I know exactly what you're talking about. Appreciate the call. Hugh in Amherst opens the line for you. 803-0930, star 930. Let's go to Cheektowaga and speak with Bob. Hey, Bob, what was your experience this morning?
Hey, Joe. I tell you, I was getting dressed in the morning, and when I heard it, I literally thought, oh, my God, a plane crashed, because I live near the airport, you know, a couple, you know, off Union Road, and I'm like, I could have sworn. First thing I thought about was that plane crash, you know, years ago, and I thought, oh, my God, I hope something like that. But that's what I really thought happened. I ran outside, and then nothing, and then, like, I came in and went on my computer and asked what was going on. I think I beat the news people to it because it took a while to find out, you know what I mean?
Bob, it's so interesting. We had a caller earlier in Clarence Center, and they said the first thing they thought of was a plane crash because of their experience a little over a decade ago. They said the initial sound of it what reminded them of that night. It's interesting that you had the same thought.
Yeah, right away when I thought, oh, my God, it was such a loud boom,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I've never experienced a sound or a movement like that out of nowhere. Hey, Bob.
No, it just put a chill through your body.
It really... I've still got that chill going through my body.
I know. I hear you. Thanks, Joe.
Hey, thank you, Bob. Appreciate the call. 803-0930, star 930. That's the number to get on. We've got time for one more call, and then stay on. David Bellavia will be... taking your calls after the news, but we'll go to Lynn in Buffalo. Lynn, what was your experience this morning?
Hi. I haven't heard anyone mention this yet, but at 3 o'clock a.m. and at around 4 o'clock a.m., I heard rattling, and I actually thought my neighbor was rattling, putting her garbage out, because her garbage can kind of sits against my house. But my pets were acting crazy all night long. I have two pets. I have a dog and a cat. They typically sleep through the night. My dog went out 5 times and just stood in the yard.
Wow.
Just stood there. Yeah, it was really crazy. And I also, like some of the other callers, I felt that boom. I thought my furnace blew up. So the first thing I did is I ran into the basement, realized everything was fine. But I did recall... I lived in Tonawanda in the early 80s, and there was an earthquake in Quebec, I believe it was, and we felt it in Tonawanda. And my initial reaction was a furnace blew up. So I remembered that, and I started to text my friends, and I say, you know, I think we just had an earthquake. So, and then I got an alert on my phone, but yeah, it was very intense and very loud.
Interesting. Both times you had the same thought. Hey, Lynn, appreciate the call. Lynn in Buffalo opens the line for you. As I said, David will be on after the news with Randy. What a morning it's been, but I am happy that you are all safe, that we are all safe. Thank you so much for listening to BMAZ and Beamer today. We'll be back here tomorrow at 9 a.m., but don't go anywhere. WBEN is the place to be. As news breaks, we are here. David's next. My thanks to Jimmy Stelliano. Talk to you tomorrow.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.